Indeed. It indeed has been such a wonderful blessing that the Lord has given us.
主的确给了我们很多特别的祝福。
That we can have the opportunity to have this precious book of Hebrews opened up to us.
我们有这本宝贝的希伯来书向我们打开。
And our brother Dana, you know, he has been laboring in love, in teaching week after week. Now we've covered 4 chapters.
我们戴娜弟兄每一周一周又一周的劳苦，现在教导我们，我们学了四章了。
And so, but I think it in some ways is even more difficult to come up with a test.
所以从某种角度来说，要有一个测试是很难的。
But don't be afraid, okay? I'm not going to be like Brother Christian or when he.Give us this test, and we all go there shaking, you know.
大家不用担心，我们不会像陈弟兄给我们考试的时候，我们好像都在那有点怕的要抖。
And if you've been to his study tours, I mean, it's a very serious time, you know. People really get very, very nervous, and then they just are remembering trying to get their facts, and when you go there, it's all blank.
因为陈弟兄考试的时候，我们这去圣经之旅的时候啊。都是很紧张，然后弟兄姊妹想要记起所学到的东西的时候，好像脑筋就一片空白。
And then the worst part is when you get your grades back.
最糟的一部分就是当你的成绩拿回来的时候。
And then you really know how little you understand.
然后我们才发现到我们所知道的是何等的有限。
But actually, his test is a little tricky because many answers are not completely wrong. So that's why you get caught. You just don't know, and you have to race with time.He gives you like, I don't know, 200 questions in 60 minutes or something like that. And how many?
10 minutes,
100
questions.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
他给陈弟兄给大家的考试呢，其实有些问题不是那么很有清楚的答案，好像很多方面都是对的。但是呢，就在那么短的时间里，他刚才讲，弟兄讲到说，100道题在10分钟之内要答完。
So then by the time you go through that, you just really don't know whether you know anything.
当你好像把这题目都读完之后的话，你结束的时候你都不知道你自己真正知道多少。
But tonight, I'd like to do something a little bit different. We like to go over some of these questions and then see how we can get answers from everyone.
今天晚上我们的形式不太一样，我们要把通过这些问题，然后我们希望从大家得到答案。
But in addition to the answers, because these are important points that our brother is trying to bring out, I'm hoping that we could be open to share, you know, what the Lord has spoken to you and maybe even some testimonies related to that particular question or some of those points.
我想呢，今天我们在这些问题回答的时候看的时候，这些都是希伯来书的一些重点。我们好像一方面在这里像复习一样，另一方面呢，弟兄希望我们。大家能够有在回答的时候，甚至有所分享这些经节、这些重点对你说了什么，然后我们可以彼此鼓励。
So, you know, we like, of course, keep things short so as many people can participate, but please don't be shy.
我们希望每个人的分享可能要时间要短一点，这样更多的人可以参加，大家不要害羞。
But after all, you know, if we're reading and studying the book of Hebrews, and at the end of it, we only have.Maybe understanding of the truth.
如果我们只是在学希伯来书，在学习之后，我们只有对真理的了解的话
，and it did not sink into us, it did not become part of us, and it's not our experience.
它没有扎植到我们心里面，没有成为我们的一部分，没有成为我们的经历的话
，if we really didn't appreciate the Son and the life of the Son does not have an effect.An impact in our lives.
如果我们没有真正的可想羡慕神的儿子的生命，然后他的生命在我们生命当中没有任何的冲击，没有任何的果效的话
，I think we'll be like the children of Israel when they went through the law, they went through all these different shadows, but they failed to enter into the rest, failed to enter into the person of the Son.
但是如果那样的话，我们就像以色列民，他们虽然有旧约，但是他们没有办法真正进到安息，进到神的儿子里面。
So hopefully today we will be a time that we can pause a little, reflect a little, and we can also encourage one another.
我就希望我们今天可以好像暂停一下，然后可以思想回想一下，然后我们也可以彼此鼓励。
And there will be some questions which are not part of Brother Dana's questions, which I will also bring up. So hopefully, you know, maybe it will help clarify things.
这里还有一些问题不是在 Dana 弟兄他列的，我提出来可能会对大家有帮助，能清楚一些问题。
So that being said, maybe we can start with the first quiz question.
我们可以开始，我们开始第一个的问题。
So I guess I'm the one who's going to start that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So as you can read, I'll read also so we can have the time to think about. So how has God spoken in these last days?
神在这末时如何说话?
So A, apostles, by B, his son, C, by prophets, D,By priests, D, all the above.
A 是藉着使徒 ，B 是藉着他的儿子 ，C 藉着先知 ，D 是藉着祭司 ，E 是以上全部。
You can discuss to each other when it's difficult, but right now, so we don't have to worry.
当太难的时候，大家可以彼此讨论。
Please don't wait. Pardon?
B.
B. We all agree is B, right? Yes. Okay. Well, that's a very important point, but. My next question to you is, has this really made any impact to you in terms of how important the Son is? And hopefully in our daily lives, there has been some impact, some results. And if anyone has some kind of experience, would like to share anything personal, how the Lord has shown you, what you experienced,Please, I'd like to you just say something. Please,
弟兄有更进一步的问题，就是说这一个神在末时说话，这个对你意味着什么？对你是否有说话？然后呢，你有没有说一些经历？关于这一句话，然后请你可以到前面来分享一下。
So how has God spoken to you about His Son?
神如何对你来讲他的儿子？他儿子对你有如何的重要？
I hope someone come.
我希望有人可以上来。
I can see Toffer wanted to say something.
好像 Toffer 弟兄在那里跃跃欲试的样子。
Oh, sorry. Anyone would like to be able to say a few words?
有没有人想要就简单的讲一下？
Any personal impression? I mean, God wants to speak to you about His Son. So how has that spoken to your heart?
就像个人的经历，就是神要借着他的儿子对我们来讲话，他这个对你的心讲了什么？
Anyone would like to say a few words?
有没有人要讲一下？
We are here in the race together as companions, so I think we like to be able to encourage each other.
我们现在在一起同奔天路，我们希望能够彼此来鼓励。
Well, maybe this time I'll say a few words if nobody else wants to say.
如果没有别人想要想分享的话，我想分享一些点。
It really has been a great encouragement, help to me.
对我来说是一个很大的鼓励。
We have been going through, you know, this past year about sonship.
我们过去一年里面讲的主题是神儿子名分。
So somehow the Holy Spirit has been.Reminding me in all the various things that he put the experiences that he allows us to go through.
圣灵就提醒我，让我记起他所允许我们所经历的各这样的情形。
That in all these things that I can turn and see whether he is trying to reveal his son, reveal himself.
在这一切的情形当中，我会发现他在想要启示他自己，他的儿子给我。
And also in trying to get answers rather than just saying, oh, give me this, help me to get that.
为了达到这些得到一些答案，与其说说我要这一个要那样一个东西。
As we receive some of these answers, the Lord is just speaking that, see, I am here with you, and this is for you to know me through this thing.
我们的确得到了一些答案，但是主在那里说，我就在这里跟你同在，你是通过着我，然后得到这些答案。
And it has made such a difference.
这个就让所有的这些情形都变得不一样。
So rather than just going through problems and issues,
与其只是经历这些问题挑战，
that we can have glimpses of the Lord Himself.
我们更是有了关于主他自己的一瞥看见。
And then that makes everything meaningful.
这样每一件事情都更有意义了。
So I hope that you know, we can all experience that in a greater measure.
我希望我们都能够更多的来这样的经历。
So maybe hopefully there's a bit more participation a little bit later, so we can move on to the next question here.
我们时间我们就再往前，我们下下一个问题。
So and then the next one is, what is the position? What position was Jesus given?
耶稣被安排在什么样的地位上？
A, heir of all things.
第一点是万有的产业。
Sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
坐在至高者的右边。
Better than the angels.
是比天使更好。
A and B.
是 A 和 B 在都有。
Or all of the above.
还是以上的全部。
So, any...Pardon? E. Okay. Everybody agrees, right? Okay. So, well, if Jesus is higher than the angels,
如果耶稣比天使更好,
and he is better than, we know that in the other portions speak about, many other comparisons, but the point which again is more relevant is how about in your life?
在其他的里面也讲到基督比所有跟他对比的都更好，但是呢，我现在问题就是说，在你的生命当中呢
？So in my life，
在我的生命当中
，What is the position of Jesus？
耶稣他是什么样的一个地位呢
？So again， we can understand about all the other things， but if that doesn't have an effect and it's not personal and doesn't make Jesus more important in my life。I think we just really having very little connection as to what God really wants.
但是如果说，在我的这我生命当中不是个人的话，对我生命没有冲击的话，那么的话就是就没有什么特益处。
So Jesus needs to be the most important.
耶稣需要是成为最重要的。
Anyway, so now we can just see if we can go to.Another question here.
我们再看一个第三个问题。
What has God never said regarding angels?
神在哪些方面从来不提到是跟天使有关的？
Are they not all ministering spirits?
难道他们不都是服役的灵吗？
Sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool.
你坐在我右边，等我使你的仇敌做你的脚凳。
You are my son. This day have I begotten you.
你是我的儿子，我今日生你。
So B and C or all of the above,
或者是以上全部。
So D, everybody says D.
大家都是选 D 吗
？Okay, all right. This it is the correct answer.
这是正确的答案。
So
trick question.
It's a trick question, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so because it's in many ways those are truths, but then when you look at that particular verse, then you have to narrow it down. So that's why this is kind of a little tricky. Yeah.
虽然这个每一个都是对的，但是说这个如果我们仔细看的话，这个是是好像有一点就是给大家很容易弄混的。
But I think maybe this is something which we may not realize.That so many things that happen to us, actually behind the scene, God is sending his angels to minister and to orchestrate things.
其实我们很多时候没有意识到神会差派的天使在很多背后 在那里去管理去、影响一些事物。
I think an easy example that I can think of is, for example, when we try to find parking because we need to go someplace, and we know that in Flushing downtown is impossible to find parking, but just at the time we need it, we say, Lord, please give me that parking.
就好像打一个比方，我们要到法拉盛下城的时候，那里边没有办法能有停车。但是就在我们需要的时候，我们跟主祷告说：“主啊，请你让我找到一个停车位。”
And you know the only way you can get is when somebody's leaving, and then you get that spot.
你知道唯一一个能拿停车位的就是有人开走的时候，你就能达到那个停车位。
And that happens time and again, right?
那就经常会发生，一次又一次的发生。
So the Lord is arranging everything before us, and then we somehow we.May not realize that he's sending angels, that many things are happening, that we these are all shadows.
所以很多时候没有意识到主在很多环境他在那里安排他差派天使，但是呢我们忘掉这些只是影儿。
And what are they ministering unto?
他们在服事的目标目的是什么呢？
That we can get the parking spot.
是我们能够得到那个停车位吗？
That next time we can say, okay, we're going to have a parking spot.
是下一次我可以说我可以拿到停车位吗？
Sadly, we go around that kind of circle.
很多很不幸的是，有的时候我们就按这样的逻辑的一圈圈。
But actually, it is actually to minister to us so that we can also know the Son.
但实际上，他们这样服侍于我们，是让我们也能够认识神的儿子。
So hopefully, we can truly have the spiritual eyes open.
但愿我们的属灵的眼睛都能被打开。
So let's see now.If we move on to the next one,
我们再下一个问题。
What does God say to the Son?
神对儿子说了什么？
God has anointed you with the oil of gladness above your fellows.
神用喜乐的油膏你，胜过膏你的同伴。
You have loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
你喜爱公义，恨恶罪恶。
You, Lord, in the beginning have laid the foundation of the earth.
主啊，你起初立了地的根基。
Your throne, O God, is forever.
神呐，你的宝座是永永远远的。
And then finally, all of the above.
最后就是以上全部。
So what do you say?
大家觉得是什么样呢？
一。一。Pardon?
Some people say D, some people say E.
A.
Someone says A.
A, yes. A is true, but then...
A 是正确的。
B is also true.
B 也是正确的。
C? This is a tricky question.
这又是一个好像比较狡猾的这种题目。
Is C true?
C 是不是对的呢？
It's in those verses, though, right?
是不是这些都是经节？
How about the D? Is that true too?
D 是不是也对的？
Yes. So that means what? All of the above? So all of the above. Is it a tricky question?
所以 E 是所有。
I know, it's a tricky question. Okay, so Dana, you've been tricky.
Okay.
Okay, so it's all of the above.
所有的都行。
Well, so I guess, here the question that I have is,What does God say to the Son? Do you think this refers to the Son of Man or Son of God? Because I'm asking this question.
以诺弟兄有这样一个问题，就是这个跟大家说，这里神对儿子说，这个神的这里对儿子讲，是指人子呢，还是指神子？
Do you think the Son here? What does God say to the Son?Is he saying to the Son of Man as a Son of Man or as a Son of God?
神对儿子说了什么？这个儿子这里是指神子呢，还是指人子？
Both. Okay.
有人答案说都是两个。
Okay, it's true. It's true. But then, if you go to chapter 2, verse 5.
如果大家翻到第二章第五节的话
，It is actually more of the Son of Man.
这里是更加讲到人子
，Right?
第二章第五节。
So both is true, but I think the most, I think perhaps,
但我觉得可能会
even more meaningful is that is the Son of Man.
更有意义的可能对我们来讲讲的对人子所讲话。
So we can get an appreciation of the Son of Man, and also how we have been included with Him.
我们也能更加感激人子，主耶稣是人子，我们也被包括在他的里面。
Anyone that's by now like to have a few words to say, anything related to what we've done or covered, any testimonies, anything that you'd like to share, so we can all, be benefited.
Yeah.
Anytime you like, just raise your hand, okay?
如果你有想的话, 就请你举手一下就好。
Okay, we would like to be a time that we can learn from each other.
我们希望这段时间我们能够彼此一起来学习。
Okay, so maybe we can move on to the next one.
我们再到下一个。
This, okay, there we go. So chapters 1 and 2 Hebrews list 8 ways the Son of God is better than angels. Name 4 of them.
在希伯来书第一章到第二章里面举出了神的儿子在八个方面比天使更好，请你列出其中的四个。
So this is going to be a tougher one because it's not you're not given choices. You have to name them. And what ways Hebrew says that the Son of God is better than angels.
这个问题更难，因为没有给你选择。你要自己想到在哪些方面神的儿子比天使更好。
So maybe this will force you to think about your own situation too, right?
这个也可能会让大家会想到我们自己的情形。
So can you name one? You have an answer?
What's the name?
Speak the Chinese.
Yes, fine, sure.
Okay. I think so.
Oh.
No, I think so.
Hey,
yeah.
I don't know.
She just arrived.
It's like 8
yeah. Well, yeah.
She covered half of them.
Half of them. Okay. So, anyone else like to say? Because they're all different. So, there's more than 4 anyway. So, you can name even one. It's okay.
其实这个超过了四个，大家随都可以讲一下，哪怕一个也可以。
Okay.
他的宝座是坐到永远，直到永远。This
is kind of a tough question, but then should we just give the answers?
这也是一个难的问题，我们是否就要给大家一个答案？
Well,
he found the world, the heaven.
Hmm.
He found the earth.
Okay. There's just many ways that he
创造了世界。
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, some of these answers could be heir of all things.
有一个答案可能是他是托住万有的。
He inherited a more excellent name.
他所承受的命更尊贵。
And also that he is at the right hand of the Father of the Majesty.
他邀请坐在至高者的右边。
That he's called my son.
他被称为神的儿子，传称他为我的儿子。And
the world to come is to be subjected to him.
他创造了世界，他创造了世界。
Yeah, so this one is more open, and there are many, many things we can consider. There's just so much, but in here, quite a number of things can be included.
这面其实这个答案是很宽的，很多的都可以包括在这个问题的答案当中。
Okay, so I'd like to just move on to the next one.
你再下一个问题。
So this is to blank blank for you to
这块是一个填空的。
So how shall we escape if we blank so great salvation?
我们若怎么样达到救恩，怎能逃罪呢？
So which one is that?
这个填空。
B, neglect.
是第二点，忽略。
So maybe I'd like to just take a pause here.
我在这里暂停一下。
Because the word is pretty strong.
这里的话语其实是很强的。
So when it's asking you that question, how shall we escape? It means that we won't.
这里说怎能逃罪呢? 意思就是说如果我们不这样做就不能逃罪。
So if we neglect so great salvation, then we will have a consequence.
如果我们忽略这样的救恩的话，那么我们就有一个后果。It's
one thing that we are ignorant.
我们如果是无知是一回情形。It's
one thing that we're not saved.
如果我们没有得救是一个情形。But
if God has shown what He intends in His beloved Son.
如果神已经在他的爱子当中给我们显明他的旨意。The
fact that He sent His Son to become the Son of Man.
他差派他的儿子成为人子。So
that we may grow up mature to be as a Son of Man.
所以我们能够成长成熟，成为一个人子。And
then if that is a calling and a purpose for us who are saved.
如果这是对我们这些得救的人的一个呼召和目的目标，
If God has unveiled His heart to you,
如果神已经把他心意向你启示，
If He has revealed His Son to you,
如果把他的儿子向你启示，
And what He desires us in relation to the Son,
他的心愿和我们和他儿子之间的关系，
Then if we neglect that,
如果我们忽略这个，
Then we will miss out something.
我们就会错过，怎能？
So what do you think we're going to miss out?
你觉得说我们会错过什么呢?
Anyone?
大家有没有人知道?
Just go ahead and say, what are we going to miss?
我们会错过什么呢?
The great reward.
The great reward.
大的奖赏。
And may I ask what is the great reward?
我再想问一下呢，大的奖赏是什么呢？
Eternal life.
他说，问弟兄说，是永远的生命吗？
Do you agree that's eternal life, the great reward? Well, what is the great reward?
最大的奖赏是什么呢？
Christ, yes.
弟兄讲说，基督他自己。
All of
the above. 这一段全部。
Is there anything more in addition?
还没有更多的。
I'm hoping to get another answer.
希望能够得到另外的一个答案。
Specific answer.
一个很特别、很特定的答案。Stella,
I heard kingdom. Do you agree? Kingdom.
大家同意吗？
So, in what aspect of the kingdom?
是关于国度的什么方面呢？
Kingdom can be huge, right? It can be, you know, from eternity to eternity. But there's one specific part of a kingdom that we know we are going to miss. Millennium, right? So you agree with that too?
Okay.
Because the millennium is for those who are mature.
因为千禧年是为那些成熟的。
Those who can rule and reign with Christ.
是可以与基督一同作王掌权的。
If we are not ready,
如果没有预备好的话,
we're going to take 1,000 years and learn during that time.
我们在那个时候花1000年的时间来学习等候。
So I hope that we will all take this to heart.
我们希望我们都能够把记在心里。
And we will not neglect such a great salvation.
我们不要忽略这样大的救恩。
Okay, so we may be able to move on to the next one.
我们可以讲第二下一个问题。
OK. So in chapter 2, how does the writer describe your life in the age to come?
在第二章里，作者如何形容我们在即将来临的国度里 Olam Haba 里的生活呢？
That's the Olam Haba. So how does the writer describe our life in the age to come?
作者如何来形容我们在即将来的国度里的生活呢？
What's in chapter 2? Do you remember?
大家有没有人记得第二章讲什么？
Anyone? What's in chapter 2? A big portion of chapter 2.
是第二章里，在第二章里很大的一部分。
Yes. Yes.
人比天使微小一点，让他管理所有的一切。
So that is applying to who?
是应用在谁的身上？
Both to,
包括
man,
人子
the son of man,
包括人子
yes, and also to us, right?
也包括我们。
So with the son of man, Jesus, he is the one who is a forerunner, but then he's doing that for us. So we are included in that.
包括人子，人子是我们的先锋，我们也被包括在他里面了。
So that means that we'll receive the benefit, the glory, the honor, to rule over the earth.
这意味着我们也会跟他一同得到荣耀和尊贵，来一同来管理地。
Okay. All right. So, let's move on to the next one. How was the Son of Man made? Perfect.
人子是如何得以完全的呢？
Obedience.
是因为顺服吗？
Chastisement.
是受罚吗？
Rejection.
是因为被弃绝吗？
Sufferings.
还是因为受苦？
None of the above.
还是以上全都不是？
We hear already people saying, yes, Chinese, English, both.
大家都说的是第四。
Sufferings.
因着受苦，错。
So indeed, that the Son of Man,was made perfect through sufferings.
的确就是人子是借着受苦得以完全。
So I'd just like to pause a little bit and consider this.
要在这里暂停一下，让我们思考一下。
And because you would think that being the Son of God, even though he's Son of Man, both, that that would be an easier way for him to submit to the Father's will.
你觉得可能他作为神子，也作为人子，可能对他来说更容易能够顺服于父神的旨意。
But that's not what we read in the scriptures.
但这并不是我们在圣经当中所读到的。
And of all the things, it says that he learned obedience. He also was made perfect through the sufferings.
在他所有的学到的里面，他接着受苦，接着受苦，顺服得以完全。
So, I think in some measure, it also speaks that it was even more difficult for him because he was without sin and he had to do that in our behalf.
在某种程度上来说，他这是更不容易做的，因为他没有犯罪，但是呢，他是为着在我们的地位上为着我们做这些。
So he was bearing indeed our iniquities, even in this matter of submission and suffering.And so it was just made things even more difficult for him.
Yeah, 因着他在这些里面的顺服和受苦的时候，他是背带着我们的罪孽，这样对他来说是更艰难的。
So we do appreciate what a wonderful loving Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, how he really bore us with him.
我们是何等的感激耶稣基督，他是人子。 他是为着我们，他所承受这一切。
So then in some ways then you can also the next question.
我们下一个问题。
In chapter 2, verses 12 to 13, what three ways does Jesus show that he is not ashamed to be called our brother?
在第二章12到13节里面，耶稣在哪三方面显示出他不耻于称我们为弟兄？
Maybe it's good to read that passage then. Why don't we read that passage?
让我们大家一起来读一下这些经节吧。
Someone read the passage.
我们可以一起来读第二章十二到第十三节。
English or Chinese?
Since you're ready for Chinese, go ahead.
Okay,
so in verse 12, it says, I will tell your name to my brothers. In the midst of congregation, I will sing your praise. And again, I will put my trust in him. And again, behold, I and the children of God has given me. So truly, it's a wonderful thing for him to say that. So in what ways then he is not ashamed to call brother?
的确，这个是神这样讲。他是在哪些方面？他是说。 是称我们为弟兄呢?
Specifics that is mentioned here.
在这里特别特定提到的。
In what ways?
在什么样的方式方面呢?
Anything? Pardon?
In the midst of the congregation.
在会众当中。
So that means that he is with us, right?
就是说他与我们在一起。
And what does he do?
他在跟, together with us? 跟我们一起在做什么呢?
Pardon? Yes. Worship and praise.
颂扬,
praise together. Yes, that he is praising with us. Not that we have much to worship. That means he is the one who is enabling us to worship, isn't it?
不是我们其实能够颂扬什么, 是他使我们能够赞美神。
And what else?
还有什么呢?
And I hear somebody say,
put my trust in him.
Yes, yes. So he trusts God with us. He knows that we don't have the trust. He knows that we are not able to worship. So he's there in the midst of congregation, worshiping the Father and also trusting in God with us.
他知道我们自己没有办法能够依靠神, 所以他跟我们一起在会中一同来赞美神, 然后依赖神。
And he also what? Identifies with
然后他也与
Father, right?
他与父。
Yes. So I mean, this is really, really precious that, you know, he is a son of God. We are not. But now together, we are sons to worship him and to trust in him. And he's really leading us in praise.
的确，这是很宝贝的。他是神的儿子，我们其实不是，但是他与我们原本不是，但他与我们一同在那里来颂扬神、依赖神，跟我们在一起。
So we can remember this on Sundays, yeah, in our worship in the Lord's table.
我们在主日的擘饼的时候，我们会要纪念这，想起这一个。That
actually our Lord Jesus himself is with us by his spirit in his loving guidance to enable us to worship.
我们的主耶稣在灵里面，然后在靠着他的同在，让跟我们一同来赞美。
Okay, so maybe we can try the next one.
我们再看下一个问题。
So in chapter 2, verse 14, 15, in what two ways did Jesus' death set us free from the devil's power?
在第二章14到15节里，耶稣的死在从哪两方面把我们从魔鬼的权势里释放出来？
You can turn to the passage.
大家可以翻圣经翻到那里。
So in what ways did Jesus' death set us free from the devil's power?
用什么样的方式耶稣的死将我们从魔鬼的权势里释放出来？
Become fresh.
Pardon?
Become fresh.
Not quite.
Not quite.
不是因为这个，不完全。
How set us free from devil's power?
他如何把我们从魔鬼的权势里释放出来？
Through death.
Pardon?
Through death.
就借着死。
So that we are set free from death.
我们从死里。
Yes. Okay.
借着主耶稣基督的死，他败坏掌死权的。
Yes, set us free from death.
释放我们从死。
And then what else?
还有什么呢
？Devil. Yes. Okay.
魔鬼。
And what else?
还有什么呢？
嗯？
还有什么？
Fear, the fear of death.
惧怕，对死亡
的惧怕。That's a big divider, right?
这是一个很重要的一个分。
You know a person is really saved or not if the person is afraid of death.
你知道一个人是否真正得救，就这个人是否怕死。
It may be tragic that the death and the losing the dear ones, but we're not afraid of death.
虽然死亡可能是一个像有的时候像悲剧一样，我们失去了亲人，但是我们却不惧怕死。
Because we have a better assurance, better hope.
因为我们更好的确据，更好的盼望。
So it is so true.
这是非常真实的。
Anyway, so we can move on to the following question.
我们再看下一个问题。
Why did Jesus partake of flesh and blood?
为什么耶稣要有血肉之体呢？
That he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil.
他可以败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
To be our example.
第二点是要做我们的榜样。
To become the Son of God.
是要成为神的儿子。
So is it A and B?
是 A 和 B 吗？
Or all of the above?
还是以上全对？
Some say it's A and B.
有的人说是 A 和 B.
Only A and B.
有的人说只是 A 和 B.
How about any others would disagree?
大家有没有人不同意呢？
Anyone would disagree?
有没有人不同意呢？
Does everybody agree it's only A and B?
所有人都同意只是 A 和 B 吗？
Pardon? Only A?
有人说只是 A.
See, this is a toughie because these are truths. Now you're trying to select which one is the better one? What's in Dana's mind?
这很难，因为这些都是真实的。那我们现在选择一个，好像哪一个是真的，哪一个是更对的，在 Dana 脑筋里想的呢？
So someone said A only, someone said B only. But so far, do we have also somebody said A and B, right?
有人说 A， 有人说 B， 有人说 AB。
Does anyone say C？
有没有人说 C？
Does anyone say C?
有没有人说 C?
Pardon? He's already the Son of God. That's a good point.
他说他已经是神的儿子了。
Which means?
意味着。
C is out.
我就排除了 C。
A.
So the C, the answer not to be kind, maybe to prove the son of God.
Yeah.
弟兄讲说，可能不是说要成为神的儿子，证明是神的儿子。
Yeah, I think there's a wording that this is, it's, but Dana actually had all above.
Yeah. Dana 给大家答案是以上全对。
But I think the definition of a C is a little bit needs to be tweaking there, right? To become the son of God, well.
第三点的话，这个可能要调整一下字句。
I think in some ways, yes. Why?
我觉得从某种角度来说也是对的。
Because he took that place for us to be the Son of God. Yeah. He is a Son of God, but then
他是神的儿子。
But being the high priest, then he would become, you know, like the like worshiping before in the midst of the congregation, all that. So that we can become, the Son.
So that
the Son is not single.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. To allow us to be as the Son.
弟兄说可能是允许我们可以成为神的儿子。
Sons. Yes. Sons. Okay, this is correction. We tell Dana.
We can ask. 我们可能要修改这个，要问 Dana。告诉 Dana。
Okay. All right, we have to make sure that, okay. He might be watching, who knows.
他可能在网上在看我们。
Okay, so let's go to the next one.
我们再换下一个问题。
12. Here we have 12. Yeah. Okay. So in chapter 1-4, what two Old Testament scriptures serve as a basis of his arguments? So...
在第一到第四章里有哪两段旧约的经文是他辩论的跟基础
？We already talk about chapter two.
我们刚才讲了第二章。
And somebody mentioned from that, you know, psalm, right?
有人讲了诗篇。
Remember what that psalm was?
大家记得哪一个诗篇吗
？Where is that from?
那是从哪里？从哪个诗篇里出来的
？Then in chapter two talks aboutThat we've been made lower than angels. Where is that Old Testament from? Passage.
是旧约哪里
？Psalm 8.
第八章。
Okay. All right. So.
诗篇第八篇。
So you everybody agree Psalm 8.
是诗篇第八篇。
Okay. So is there another Old Testament scripture that's used and referred to in chapters 1-4?
在第一到第四章里，有没有有另一处讲到诗篇里引用的？
Genesis, the rest, that's
就讲到安息
possibly, but then there's something more specific.
但是还有更相合的经节。
Okay, pardon?
有人讲到《生命记》，有人讲到《以赛亚书》。
Many are referring to Old Testament. Actually, many things are from the Old Testament. It's true. So people are kind of right.
大家可能都是对的。
But then there is one particular one that Dan is looking for.
有一个很特别的 Dan 是在那里一直在找。
Psalm 95.
对，诗篇九十五篇。
Yes. Shall we turn to that psalm and perhaps read that so this way we all know exactly what does it say?
我们可以翻到诗篇九十五篇来看一下这里到底在讲什么。
So maybe I'll read that and then also in Chinese. So Psalm 95 says, Come, let us sing aloud to Jehovah. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his face with thanksgiving. Let us shout aloud unto him with psalms.For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the mountains are his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before Jehovah our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the sheep of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you hear his voice, harden not your hearts as at Meribah.As in the day of Massa in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years was I grieved with this generation, and said, It is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. so that I swore in my anger that they should not enter into my rest.
诗篇九十五篇，来啊，我们要向耶和华歌唱，向拯救我们的磐石欢呼。我们要来感谢他，用诗歌向他欢呼，因耶和华为大神，为大王，超乎万神之上。地的深处在他手中，山的高峰也属他，海洋属他，是他造的，旱地也是他手造成的。来呀，来呀，我们要屈身敬拜，在造我们的耶和华面前跪下，因为他是我们的神，我们是他草场的羊，是他手下的民。唯愿你们今天听他的话，你们不可硬着心，像当日在米利巴，就是在旷野的马撒，在那时，你的祖宗是你们的祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为。四十年之久，我厌烦那时代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为，所以我在怒中起誓说，他们断不可进入我的安息。
I think it's rather than giving a reference to what happened in the Old Testament, and yet refer to this psalm is very meaningful.
与其说我们只是简单的指到说旧约里的经文引用，在直到这一个诗篇是有特别的意义的。
Because in this short psalm, it speaks how God felt about things.
因为在这个简短的诗篇当中，来表明神对这些事情的感受。
How did God see what the children of Israel did and what He saw as being wrong?
是神如何来看以色列民所做的，他们所做错的地方
？It says here in verse 7, "Today, if you hear His voice." Harden not your heart.
因为这里讲说，如果你们今天你们听到他，不要硬着心。
And then in verse 9 says, "When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work."
第九节说，你们那时你们祖宗试探我，并且观看我的作为。
And verse 10, 40 years was I grieved with the generation, and said, "Is a people that do err in their heart."
四十年之久，我厌烦那世代，说这是心里迷糊的百姓，竟不晓得我的作为。
So the thing which hurt God the most,
就在这里最伤神的心的就是
，was the fact that it was in the heart of the people,
就是在那些人的心里面。
That in the heart of the people, it was hardened,
是他们硬着心。
It was in disbelief,
是他们不信。
It's beyond doubt.
是超过就是怀疑的这个程度。
Is a refusing to accept that God is good?
是拒绝接受神是好的。
That God meant to provide them a good and bless them and then much more than the physical things.
神的心意对他们是好的，是供应给他们的，祝福他们的，是远超过给他们物质上的祝福。
And yet they narrow everything down to the fact that they didn't have the food they wanted or the comfort they wanted.
但是他们却是好像只是局限在他们没有所他们要的食物，没有他们享受的舒服。
And therefore, God is not true.
对神来说，这不是真的。
And therefore, they would be.
所以说，神就不是真的。
Hardened in their hearts towards God.
所以他们就向着神硬着心。
I think in some measures we are like that.
某种程度上来，我们也是这样。
We may be going through difficulties.
我们可能经历难处。
We may not have the things that we are hoping for.
我们可能没有有我们所希望有的东西。
And that becomes the measure of how we perceive God.
这好像成为我们来衡量神是什么样的。
And I hope that this really will, you know, impress us.
我希望这个的确能够给我们一个深的印象。
Because at the end of the day,
因为最终呢，在这个一篇结束的时候
，What matters is how we really trust.In God as being loving and good, and how we commit ourselves to such a one.
最重要的是否我们是否相信神是爱的，神是慈爱的，然后我们可以把自己交托给他。
And then, rather than tempting God,
与其试探神
we can submit and trust.
我们可以来降服，来信靠神。
So anyway, so we can move on to.
我们可以再到下一个。
13, right? Okay, so in Hebrews, what comparison is not made of the difference between heaven and earth?
在希伯来书里有哪一个比较不是天与地比较的差别的比较？
Heaven is the reality, earth is a shadow of it.
天是实际的，地乃是它的影儿。
Heaven is eternal, earthly is a temporary.
天是永恒的，地乃是暂时的。
Heaven is the perfect, earthly is the imperfect.
天是完全的，地是不完全的。
Heaven is invisible, earthly is the visible.
天是看不见的，地是看得见的。
So what is not compared among these four?
在希伯来书里哪一个，这四个当中哪一个不是天和地
比较长？ Which one is not as accurate as the others?
哪一个不像其他的那么准确？
I heard somebody say.
有的人讲。
Which one?
有的人讲 C.
B?
有的人讲 B.
C and D. So I guess people would like to have both, huh?
So, 选两个都选。
What do you think? Anybody else?
还有没有人有别的想？
This is one of those little bit the grayish things, you know?
这好像就是有点灰色的。
Anyway, yeah. But Dana is D.
对丹来说 ，Dana 是选择 D 的。
So I guess you can the heaven is not necessarily invisible, and so, but anyway, so D is.
Dana 选的就是 D， 天是看不见的。
Okay. All right. So let's go on to 14.
我们到第十四个问题。
Sorry. Oh, sorry. Okay, there we go. Okay, 14. Why was Jesus worthy of more glory than Moses?
为什么耶稣比摩西更配得尊荣？
He did not disobey as did Moses.
他不像摩西那么不顺服。
He knew no sin.
他本无罪。
He was born of a virgin.
他是童女生的。
He who builds a house has more honor than the house.
那建造房屋的比房屋更配得尊荣。
Or all of the above.
还是以上全对。
So why was Jesus worthy of more glory than Moses?
为什么耶稣比摩西更得配得尊荣？
What'd you say?
大家觉得是什么样？
Yes, according to the passage. Yes, according to the passage, what do you think is the answer? D. You agree, right?
D. 大家都同意。
Yes. Okay.
没错。
This one is, yeah. This is one of those tricky kind of questions, but you want to make sure it fits the original passage. So, anyway. So that was a tricky one.
所以要根据那些经节来回答。
Okay. We go to the next one.
我们再向下一个。
15.Oops, sorry. 15. Okay. Why should we take heed?
为什么我们要谨慎？
Lest there be in any one of you an evil heart of unbelief.
免得有人存着不信的恶心。
Lest after preaching to others, we ourselves will be cast away.
免得我们传给别人，自己反被撇弃了。
Lest by any means this liberty of yours become a stumbling block.
免得有任何理由让你的自由成了别人的绊脚石。
Lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting.
免得你心里充满了太多的东西了。
Unto yourselves and unto the doctrine.
是为了你，也是为了教义。
So why should we take heed?
我们为什么要谨慎呢？
So according to the passage there, why should we take heed?
根据这里的经节。
A. A. Okay.All right, so this one is straight facts, right?
这个很直接的就是事实。
Okay, so then, and we go to the next one.
再下到下一个问题。
Okay, why did those to whom it was first preached not enter into rest? Why did those to whom it was preached not enter into his rest?
为什么那些先前听见福音的却不能进入他的安息呢？
Unbelief.
是因着不信。
fornication,
是因为这淫乱,
rebellion,
因着反叛,
idolatry,
因着拜偶像,
or murmuring,
还因着抱怨,
A,
因着不信, 第一点,
A, I think everybody said A, right?
大家都是,
okay, all right, so this is moving along then, how about the next one then in verse 17?
我们到第十七个问题, 下一个问题, 十七。
Okay, question 17. In chapters 3, 4, what are the three rests referred to men?
在第三章到第四章里有哪三个我的安息是预备给人的呢?
My rest in the garden after creation. My rest... Oops. Sorry. I read the answers.
弟兄不小心把问题读了。
I wasn't paying too much attention, was I? Yes. So what are the three rests?
三个安息是什么呢?
Creation.
创造里的安息。
Okay.
应许之地的安息。
God's rest.
神的安息。
Okay. Rest. Yes. I think we covered everything.
我们讲了所有的
yes.
对
Yeah, we covered everything.
Yeah, so 三个是在基督里
Getting lost here. Yes, the rest in the garden after creation.
在创造以后在园中的安息
Rest in the promised land.
在应许之地的安息
And the rest in Christ.
在基督里的安息
In his finished work.
在他完成的工作里的安息
But actually you can see these are real evolutions of the shadow, isn't it? If you, the word, you know,First, it was in the Garden of Eden, and then second, it was in the Promised Land, and then finally, the ultimate rest is in Christ Himself.
这大家可以看到，这个安息是逐渐层进的。一开始是在园中的安息，创造，然后是到应许之地的安息，然后在最后到了基督里的安息。
So maybe the question that I can ask myself, have I found my rest in Christ?
这里我给问自己的问题就是在基督里，我有没有找到那个安息？
So if we have found that ultimate rest in Christ, you know, our struggles, all these other things should cease.
如果我们能够在基督里找到那完全的安息的话，那么我们所有的挣扎、所有的痛苦、难处都消失了。
And then we thank God that we are now living the most blessed time, aren't we? We are the ones who have such wonderful privilege, especially in the end times.
所以感谢神，我们是活在这最蒙祝福的时候，尤其是在这个末世的时候。
Okay, so then we can go to 18.
送到第十八个问题。
Oh, sorry. Go back. Okay, so what can the word of God do?
神的道能够带来什么作用呢？
Discern of the thoughts and intents of the heart.
辨明心中的思念与主意。
Divides asunder the soul and spirit.
能将人的灵与魂刺入剖开
produces faith
能产生信心
reproves of sin
能够责备罪恶
or E, A and B
啊，最后一点是 A 和 B
So what can the word of God do?
神的话可以做姐妹讲 E
So you say A and B, right? So that's
E
So we all agree to that
大家都同意吗
Okay.All right, so
就对的
that being the case, then I do have some things I'd like to ask. Okay, if the word of God is going, you know, separate the soul and spirit.
这里我有些问题的话，那说人的道可以将灵魂
I would like to ask you, ask us, okay, what are the functions in the spirit? What are some of the functions in our soul? How can, since the word of God is supposed to discern between the soul and the spirit, to separate the,So in spirit, then do we know what is soul, what was in the soul? Do we know what's in our spirit?
我就想问大家，到底什么是我们魂的功用，什么是我们灵的功用？大家是否能够把灵与魂能够分开呢
？Some of the functions, okay, of our soul, some of the functions in our spirit. I think that's a fair question.
我想这是一个很恰当的问题，就是说什么是我们魂的功用？然后神的是我们灵的一些功用 function 功用
Can you name? Let's start with a spirit. Then, what are some functions? What you know? What are functions of the spirit?
我们可以从灵来开始讲。 灵里面有什么样的功用呢？
Communication.
交通。
Okay, communication with the Lord. Okay, that's communion, right?
就是与神的交通。
Okay, yes. What else?
还有什么？就讲 conscience.
Conscience. Okay, conscience. Yes.
良心，良心。
Any other?
还有没有什么？
Which one?
Intuition,
yes.
直觉。
So we all agree with that?
大家都同意吗？
So conscience,
良心，
intuition,
直觉，
and worship or communion, right?
敬拜或者是交通。
Having communion with God,
与神来交通，
worship.
与神来敬拜。
Okay, so these are the three main functions of the Spirit.
这是灵三方面的功用。
Which means, if you can encapsulate everything,is our consciousness of God.
总结起来的话，包括在一起就是我们对神的感知。
So the next question is then, if a person is not saved, does he have a spirit? What condition his spirit? How do you define the spirit for an unsaved person?
但另一方面，如果一个人没有得救的话，那么他是否有灵呢？你如何来定义他的灵呢？他的灵功用是什么？
What do you say?
大家说一下，我没有。
Pardon? It's dead?
不是，是死的。
It's actually not completely dead.
Yeah,
because why? You still have a conscience.
It's just, 还是有灵良心的。
It's just that it's unregenerated towards God, right?
它只是没有向着神重生。
And so it's kind of in a dormant stage.
好像在一个沉睡的状态。
So it's not like it's completely, it's not that it doesn't exist, but it's not quickened, it's not alive.
并不是它不存在的，但是它不是一个活的，没有被活
起来。So it's good to know these things, right?
所以这样知道这些都很有帮助。
So, so next time you know, oh, something's telling me I cannot quite understand it, no, what should I do, whatever, quite likely it's your spirit trying to say something. So then what you do?
有一次，可能下一次，当你好像觉得有些事情你不明白，好像可能就是圣灵在那里要对灵在要对你说一些事情。
Seek the Lord，
你就要寻找神，寻求
神。To make things clear，
让神把事情显明。
How？
如何做呢
？In the Word of God，
在神的话语当中。
So he will bring those passages. He start to make those connections, and some people can talk to you. They say, "Aha!" So that my sense, my feeling now is confirmed because.I have the word of God, and somebody shared exactly the same thing. So I know this is a confirmation. This is something of the Lord.
当你寻求的时候，有些人就把神的话语，来跟你好像让你显明，然后你就有神的话语来做确据，你就知道这是从神的话里来，然后有这样的证据。
So my the next question is then, what are the functions of the soul?
我下一个问题呢，就是魂的功效是功用是什么呢？
Can you tell me some of the functions of the soul?
大家可以告诉我们一下魂的功用是什么吗
？Emotion
是情感。
What else?
还有什么？意志。
Will. Yes, the will and the mind.
还有思。
Yes.
心思。
So those are the three main functions of the spirit of the soul. Sorry.
魂的三个功效就是意志、情感和心思。
So in emotion, it can be very wide, right?
情感是很。宽广的。
It has love,
有爱
，hatred,
恨
，desire,
喜好
，grief,
伤心
，sorrow,
伤心
，all kinds of emotions. These are all part in the realm of
这些都在情感的范畴。
Emotion which is in our soul
都在我们的魂里面。
So then, my question, next question, then, what about our heart? What's in our heart?
那我们下一个问题就是什么是我们的心呢？
What is heart in this whole picture here?
我们的心在这整个图画当中是什么位置呢？
Any thoughts?
大家有没有什么想法？
Who is in your heart? Yeah,
你先讲说到底是谁在你的心里面？
Yeah, but still, so what kind of characteristic, what does it do? You know, so you.
我们的心做什么呢？什么特性呢？
Yeah. Pardon? It is a control center.
怎么讲是控制中心。
It's like the computer, the CPU, the chip, right? You got the chip there. He's going to process the spirit. He's going to process the soul.
他是说像计算机里的中央处理器。
So if you are techie, if an engineer, then you say, okay, that makes sense, right?
他在那里处理我们的魂，处理我们的灵，他是在那里像我们的 CPU 一样。
Yeah. So it's more than just mind, right?
它不远超过只是思想。
Because in our hearts, the spirit can be affecting us. The Holy Spirit can be leading us. So, and then we are making choices. We have feelings. We have, you know. So both part of the soul and part of the spirit get into our hearts, and then we start making decisions and we start making, you know, selections, whatever. So,
因为我们的心里面灵也能可以在那里工作，然后我们也有思想、情感。然后也在那里工作，然后这样呢，最后呢，一个结果，我们心里在那里做一个决定。
And that's why God was so angry with the children of Israel.
那就是为什么神以向以色列民发怒。
Because their hearts were hardened.
因为他们是硬着心。
They would not accept anything good or trust anything that God would be unto them.
他们不相信神，不依靠，不信靠神，向他们怀的意念是好的。
And that's why even the children of Israel, God was just so in anger. He demonstrated his mercies for 40 years in the desert, taking me through time and again so many situations. And at the end,
yeah. 所以神在旷野40年之久，向他们施慈爱，带他们经过很多环境处境。
God was being put to test every single time, but every single time they disbelieved.
但是他们把每一次都把神还在那里试探神，但他们最后还是不相信神。
Because their hearts were hardened.
因为他们是硬着心的。
I have another question for you.
我在这里还给大家有个问题。
So we talk about life.
我们讲到生命。
Scripturally, what definitions of life are there?
按照圣经的经节，圣经里面关于生命的定义是什么呢？
There's three definitions, three Greek words for life.
在关于生命有三个希腊文，希腊的字。
You know one?
大家知不知道吗
？Pardon?
讲 Zoe.
Zoe. Zoe is what kind of life?
Zoe 什么样的生命呢
？Godly, spiritual. Yes.
神的属灵的。
So what is the non-godly or spiritual?
如果不是属灵的。
Life, which is the other, which is a soulish life.
什么是属魂的生命呢
？So that is in Greek, there's a word psuche, right?
就是 psuche 在希腊文里就是属魂的生命。
So there's the soulish life, natural life,
天然的生命，魂的生命。
And then there's the pure the spirit,
纯粹的属灵的生命。
And then there's a third one actually.
还有第三个
，which is guess.
什么？大家猜一猜。
Pardon? Yes.
他讲的肉体。
So the bodily physical, which in Greek is bios.
在希腊文就是 bios.
So we have body, soul, and spirit, right?
我们讲到灵魂体。
So there are three different lives.
有三种不同的生命。
So our body, soul, and spirit, they all have their life, right?
他们都有生命。
So just saying that, oh, this place is full of life, you have to be a little bit more, you know, careful, right? It could be.
我们说这里充满生命，我们要小心一点。
Some places could be full of soulish life. So
可能很多地方充满魂的生命。
So, but then we knew by the Lord's mercy, we can differentiate between what is of soul and what is of spirit.
靠着主的恩典，我们可以来分辨什么是属魂的，什么是属灵的。
And maybe ask another question.
再问大家一个问题。
What is flesh then?
什么是肉体呢？
It's from Adam, huh?
他从亚当来。
But what does that mean?
意味着什么呢？什么叫从亚当来
？Well, what is flesh?
什么叫肉体呢？属肉体的。
Anyone to say? Anyone say anything?
还没有人想 分享一下。The last of the eyes, the pride of this life.
Okay. So, it's our old man, right? You talk about Adam.
是我们的旧人。
So that's our old man. If you're not saved, then you have the old man. When you're saved, we have the new life. So then the difference between our old life and the new life.
如果我们没有得救的时候呢，就是我们的旧人。这里有一个区别，就是我们得救之后是新人，是旧人和新人的区别。
And then by the Spirit begin to differentiate by the Word of God, you begin to know the difference.
借着圣灵，借着神的话，我们可以看见他们的区别。
So our old man then is crucified.
我们的旧人已经与基督同钉十字架。
And we let the old man go to the cross.
我们要让我们的旧人到十字架上。
So this way, it's a new life, the life of the Lord.
所以从主那里来的新生命可以领到。
So I don't know. Do you have any questions here, or is it?
大家还有没有其他的什么样的问题
？As since we talk about differentiation between the soul and spirit, we it's better to have that clear, right? Because we can always talk about it, and before you know it, we are in the cloud somewhere, and then.Anyway,
我们要既然我们讲到灵与魂，我们就想把这个问题讲清楚一下，否则大家不清楚，好像在那里比较混淆的。
Okay, so going back to where we were, which is, we talk about, it's 9:30 already. We should finish then. 19.
第十九节十九个问题。
In chapters 2 to 4, there are 6 titles given to Jesus. Name 3 of them.
在第二到第四章里有六个头衔给了耶稣，请你举出其中的三个。
Six titles of Jesus.
有六个头衔给了耶稣。你讲 High Priest.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, that's one of them.
Captain of Salvation. Yes.
救恩的元帅。
What else?
还有没有
？Son of Man. Yes.
人子。
Yes.
没错。
Another one.
还有没有？
Yes, apostle. Yes,
使者。
Another one.
还有没有
？Somebody said.
有人讲。
Louder.
Son of God. 是讲到神子。
Son of God. Okay. Yes. Any others?
还有没有
？Yes, that's true too. Our brother. Yes. There's one that I think is very precious. I feel.
还有一个很宝贝的。
Anyone? Well, anyway, we don't have much time. Sanctifier.
还有一个就是那使人成圣的。
And I believe this is to me. It is reading the book of Hebrew has been very eye opening to me, because I find that he is the one who's sanctifying me now.
对我来说，读希伯来书让我很大开眼。
And it's a
因为他使我现在成圣。
It's not a title.
这不是一个好像头衔。
But something that he's doing in my life.
他现在就在我的生命里在做。
He is a sanctifier.
他使人成圣的。
He's sanctifying me every day.
他每天都在使我成圣。
So, so we finish then with the other, chapter 20, verse 20 says, question 20. In chapters 1 to 4, there are 6 subjunctive warnings. So there are 4 warnings that we'd like to name. Can you tell us 4 warnings?
从第一到第四章里面有给了六个虚拟语气的警告，请你举出其中的四个。
Four warnings.
请你给大家。
Actually, there are more, but then can you name one?
有六个，其实请大家讲出来四个，或者是讲一个。
Okay, neglect the salvation, so great a salvation. Yes.
更大的救恩，对。
How else? What else?
还没有。
Another warning.
另一个警告。
Pardon? Drift away. Yes.
我们如果
Be diligent. Yes. Take heed.
Yes. 努力。
Do not harden your hearts.
Yes.
Definitely. Today, if you hear my voice, do not harden your hearts. What else? Pardon? Yes.
我们要谨慎，我们要小心。
Yes. Well, there are so many warnings actually in the book of Hebrews, aren't there?
在希伯来书里面的确有很多的。So
and then so that's why Hebrews is such a precious book.
希伯来书是何等宝贝的一本书。
And Dana said something which is so true. For many these days, people who perhaps don't know the word of God as much, or perhaps you know, they have not received that grace. They think this is a book that does not apply to Christians, but is for Jews.
像Dana讲的说，现在很多人不认识圣经的人，他们觉得这本书好像是为了犹太人所预备的，不是为了基督徒的。But
now that we went through even this short Q&A for the first four chapters, you begin to see this is very much a book that is speaking to each one of us.
那我们就像经历读下这些问题答案的时候，我们就发现这些对跟我们是非常适用的。
So we hope that for the coming weeks that the Lord will still unveil himself to us.
我希望在将来的这些周里面，主会继续向启示给我们。
I know there was a bonus, a couple of things that Brother Dana has. So I don't want to, so he went through the labor. So he had a bonus, he asked to have three words in Hebrews that he would like you to name, to say what's the Hebrew.
他在想问大家，在有三个名词用希伯来文是怎么样发音
？Son of man, how do you say that in Hebrew?
在希伯来文字里面讲人子是怎么样发音呢
？Somebody,
that should 大家有人知道吗
？That should be the easiest.
这可能是最简单的，讲到人子。
What's son in Hebrew?
希伯来文里面讲人子是什么
？Son is.
讲到子
，Ben， right？
就是 Ben。
Ben。 So and what is a man in Hebrew？
人在希伯来文里是什么呢
？Adam。
就是亚当。
So Ben Adam is son of man。
Ben Adam 就变亚当，就是。
So this the next one everybody should know. Age to come。
下一个大家都应该知道将来要来临的国度。
What is that? Olam Haba. Yes.
Olam Haba.
And then the next one.
再下一个呢？安息日.
Shabbat. That's right. Okay. So that's the end of our quiz. So
这就是我们最后的一个问题.
We're free to go.
我们现在就可以结束了.
Okay. So maybe we can close a quick word and yeah.
我们结束就单祷吧.
We, dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have given us your beloved Son.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，你把你的爱子赐给了我们。
We just truly want to be those who can appreciate you in our lives.
我们但愿我们真心成为能够在心里感激你，在我们生命当中感激你的。
Deliver us, Lord, from that heart of unbelief.
主啊，拯救我们脱离不信的恶心。
Lord, that we can even see you, Lord, in all the things that you allow us to experience.
我们可以真正的在你所让允许我们所经历的一切当中见到你。
Then we may truly be filled with the Son.
我们真正的被神的儿子所充满。
That we may become more like the Son.
我们可能更加像子的样子。
And we just pray that you hasten your return.
我们祷告就是主啊，加速你的再来。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们祷告奉靠基督的名。
Amen. Amen. Thank you for your patience and
Daniel
being here.